Welcome to Confessions of a Homemaker, a podcast where we discuss and unpack all the things in light of biblical truth. Hey, I'm your host, Haley Lindberg. Hey, 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 beautiful. How are you? Man. So my favorite band dropped some new songs this week, so I've been jamming, and I'm doing good. So, anyway, if you want to know what the band is, message me, reach out to me, guys. Like, none of y'all have done that. Like, talk to me. I'm a person, and I love to talk, obviously. So, I would love to connect with you guys. I'm going to be starting a Patreon pretty soon, so look out for that, and I'm prepping still for homeschooling. I'm so excited. Me and Dad are going to make the kids like little letter for their school, and we picked a school name. It's Legacy Academy. So anyway, that's what's new with me. Reach out to me and let me know what's new with you. And we are just going to jump right into the meat of today. So today is going to be really, I hope it is very encouraging for you, but I also hope that you're convicted. So let's get with it. So all through this week, I've really been noticing something in the Christian women around me. And I'm not saying that in like a mean way or anything. I'm just being honest. And I wanted to talk about that today. So the word meekness kept coming to my mind. So I looked it up, and apparently meekness is a form of humility. It's not a poor self-image, but it's actually a correct view of self. So, the biblical worldview of self is that our self is, there's nothing good in ourself. We are to die to self daily, to pick up our cross and to walk by the Spirit, which that journey is sanctification. So when you're convicted of something, or the Lord points out something that He wants you to change from, to repent, to turn, to not do, then you listen and you pursue godliness. And that is by walking out in love, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and also, you know, fruits of the Spirit. Peter talks about it too. His list is very similar to the fruits of the Spirit. But anyway, so I wanted to talk about, we're going to be in Ephesians 2. So if you want to grab your Bible, you totally can. But in my Bible, it says in this section, the joy in serving, have the attitude of Christ. So when I see women in the church who have very haughty, prideful spirits, which I totally have, I'm trying to ask the Lord, do I have that now? But I know I've definitely had it in the past on certain things. And, you know, obviously, like, we need to, my friend just said, I just got off a call with my friend, who's doing my graphics. And this is, we were going over this, so she knew how to make the graphics. So, we have this, like, I'm not going to do that, or I'm too good to do that, but you're not going to say it that way. Or, you're not teachable, you don't want to know anything. Or if you do it, you do it with like a really crappy attitude, which I struggle with that. I'm just going to be real confession. I really struggle with that. So since this is a podcast for women and I'm approaching it from homemaking, and I know there are some women who work outside the home, and this is not what this is about. This is about just being a homemaker. So even if you work outside the home, you're still called to be a homemaker. And how do we have the attitude of Christ? So I'm going to read from 2 Philippians. So here we go. Joy in serving. Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? Any comfort from his love? Any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. What a good word, right? So in homemaking, managing our home, how can we have the attitude of Christ? Obviously, don't be selfish, which is really hard. don't try to impress others. Be humble, be humble, thinking of your family as better than yourself. So your husband, your children, whenever you're extending hospitality, those people who are entering your home, better than yourself. Do not look only for your own interests, but take interest in your husband and your children and the people that you're extending hospitality to. You must have the same attitude as Christ Jesus. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Okay, I love this because I feel that alone is part of us warring with our flesh, of like clinging to our past desires, sin, struggles, hangups, ways of thinking, strongholds. Like, it could be so many different things, but like, let's say somebody makes a suggestion for making homemade broth or something, and you're just like, oh, I'm not going to do that. That's gross. That's clinging to, in my opinion, you're clinging to that's less, you can't do that because somehow that makes you less than, or it's taking too much time, or why does that person do that? Like, it could be so many things. So Jesus, part of the triune God, has always existed. He's uncreated. He was not made. He's always been, okay? Poured himself out into a human being. Okay, so just verse 6 and 7 is talking about the incarnation. So he did it to be one of us. He humbled himself. He lowered himself to be in the same position as a slave, or some translations will say servant. So if he did that and we are to imitate him, how can we do that? How can we have a correct view of ourself, not a poor image, but be meek in our posture of humility? How can we extend servitude to our family, right? So I'll just use an example. It's going, I think that sometimes it's going above and beyond, not every time, but it can. So, like, my daughter just started potty training. Thank God the Lord answers prayer because she's fully potty trained. And her little panties got rips in it. And instead of speeding through the laundry to get it done, because that's what's expected to get it done, I stopped and I decided to take that extra time and work a little harder to serve my daughter, to humble myself, to sew the holes in her underwear instead of going out and buying her more, which we really don't have the money for me to be doing. So instead of clinging on to, the old way of thinking of, oh, I'll just get more, which eventually I'm gonna have to get more, but I'm trying to stretch my budget, and just her little face, like she was so delighted and joyful that I fixed her panties. Like it was the cutest thing. Now, even if she didn't have that response, I still would have done it anyway because I felt led to do that. But I felt so content and very thankful that I stopped, even in like the most mundane task of doing laundry. But I was spirit led in that moment. I was mindful of what he wanted me to do. I stitched underwear. And not only is it saving money, but my daughter also feels deliberately served, deliberately loved on. Does that make sense? So, and what brought this train of thinking up was that sometimes, because women do things differently in their homes, we make suggestions to other women, and we can unintentionally be clinging to a mindset or whatever and say things that are hurtful to our sister in Christ, that, something that they're doing because they're trying to help or whatever, and we just come off very haughty and prideful. And, we're not having that posture of loving our sister in Christ as better than ourself. And I just think that this is something that we need to work on, ladies. We need to really ask, where can we better our attitude of Christ in our life? Where can I better emulate Christ? Where can I learn how to, John 3:30, how do I decrease so he can increase, right? So I know this was a quick episode, and I hope that you are encouraged, and just ask the Lord, ask him, and he is faithful. He is the faithful one. He will show you, he will lead you, because it's his attitude after all. He's humble. He is a, he led by example. He did that, and he is asking us to do the same. And a lot of the time it's our mouth, or it could just be our thought life. Like, you're scrolling social media and you see a girl that you know, lady that you know, that is in direct sales, and you're just like, oh, I could never do that. That's taking advantage of people. Or someone's talking about homeschooling, and you're just like, oh, I can't do that. God, I'm so glad my kids go to school, or the reverse, like, man, I wish I wasn't homeschooling this year, So like, it's all about a posture of humility. Okay. And, I actually had the homeschool comment the other day, like, I could never do that. Well, I didn't think I could either. And I could be, I'm trying to have a posture of humility of like, oh, I am only doing it because the Lord asked me to. He asked me to. And not only that, he asked me also again through my husband. So not only am I being an obedient follower of Jesus and submitting to him in that and trusting him to meet me in my weakness and show his power in my weakness and to sanctify me in this experience of homeschooling my children, but also I'm being a submissive wife and I'm, you know, aligning my journey and my plan and the future of our family with my husband. I think as women in gray areas, whenever another Christian woman is doing something different that maybe we've had convictions of or whatever, we get so haughty in our heart posture, in our thought life, and maybe in our actual treating of that sister. So this is my plea to you to have the attitude of Christ. Read Philippians 2 this week, ladies. It is so good. Go chew on the word. Taste and see that the Lord is good. It's alive and it's active, and it is meant to change us. It is meant for us to convict us of our sin so we can turn and we can ask the Holy Spirit to help us change and to do the changing so we can look more and more and more like Jesus. Thank you for joining me for this conversation. I hope that it blessed you. I hope it encouraged you, and I hope that it causes you to persevere and endure and grow. And I want you to do me a favor. If you are digging this podcast, I would love if you would subscribe, follow, share it with a friend, write a review. Go find me on social media, and thank you so much for your support.